at a conclusion, which is like a third part to this study, to where we've considered eternal security. We're safe in the arms of Jesus, and nothing can ever remove us from his hands either. You see, when we consider all our 10 points, we can never repay the debt that we owe for our salvation. That's quite impossible. We can do so much to please the Lord. We can run the straight race, fight the good fight. We can keep ourselves unspotted in this world in order to please and serve the Lord. When we think of the heavenly scene, your presence in heaven is covered and fully justified. You have every right to be there. It's because of the atoning work of our Lord Jesus Christ and him alone. We cannot add anything to our salvation. It is complete because of him. It is by faith alone, in Christ alone, and nothing else. And God the Father is satisfied with what he has done for us. Therefore, Christian, obviously, you are secure in him forever. You cannot lose your salvation. You can't be unborn again. He will not put our sin back on us. It's gone, blotted out as a thick cloud to be remembered no more. And the encouraging word is, of course, for us as Christians while we are here, he will never leave us or forsake us. And I'd like to look at two scriptures. One is in Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6 and Hebrews 13 verse 5. First of all, Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of anyone. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. The Lord is always with his redeemed people. And moving on towards the end of the New Testament to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. And I'll read that verse. Hebrews 13 verse 5. Let your conduct be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he, that's Christ himself, has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And verse 6 is helpful. We may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man could do to me. That's a sober thought, isn't it? No, he will never leave us nor forsake us. We're to be strong and of good courage. And in addition to that, as we come to a conclusion now, the Lord says, I am your inheritance. You have everything in me and because of me. And our inheritance with the Lord forever in eternity. We have the down payment now, as Ephesians 1 says. And all he has is ours. And just to conclude, our thoughts, these are important. His power is towards us to support us. His wisdom guides us in his word. His love comforts us. His mercy relieves us from some of the problems we have. Sometimes we have to go through them and not round them. His goodness supplies all our need. Think of Psalm 23. His justice, what he's done for us, paid the price of sin, is there to defend us against the enemy's accusations. His covenant through his blood secures us. We have his heaven eventually to receive us. And so often in the scriptures, especially the Psalms, we realize his salvation is our shield. It protects us and is our defense when we stand against the enemy in his subtlety. And I'm thinking of Psalm 84, verse 11. Can I go back to Psalm 84 and verse 11? You may like to turn to it with me while I find it. Psalm 84 and verse 11. For the Lord your God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. There you have it. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Verse 12. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Let's walk pleasing to the Lord, shall we? He gives grace and eventual glory. He's a sun and a shield, S-U-N. He protects us from our enemies. We have our problems. We may not be delivered from them, but we're strengthened in them. So, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That's 1 John 2, verse 2. An advocate is the supreme barrister or lawyer. The very best, and he always pleads for us before the Father, not that everything can be against us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Jesus Christ, the righteous one, 1 John 2, verse 2. And of course, he pleads for our blessings. He provides our possessions because of who he is, and we have permanent, precious promises. And in the light of that, I'd like to go finally to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, one of my favorite sections of Scripture. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Peter chapter 1, 3 and 4. Verse 2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given us to us all things that pertain to life and godliness." It has to relate to life and godliness, that's the frame. "He has given us divine power that relates to life and godliness through knowing him who called us by his own glory and virtue. Because of who he is, we're safe in him. By which we have been given to us exceedingly," can you measure exceedingly? No. "Exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, sons and daughters of the Lord God Almighty." Yes, sons and daughters, adopted into the Father's family. What a gracious privilege that is. "Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Well, that's salvation, isn't it? Of course it is. "So remember, his favors are free." That's grace. Favors are called grace. G-R-A-C-E, God's redeeming activity at Christ's expense. Yes, indeed. "So he stands by us to instruct us in the will of God through the word of God, to help us in the work of God, to enrich us with the wealth of God, and to watch over us for good with his eye upon us." I read that again. "He stands by us to instruct us in the will of God through the word of God, to help us in the work of God, to enrich us in the wealth of God," scriptures, all the promises, "and to watch over us, like an eagle watch over its young, with his eye upon us." And I want to end with a chorus of a well-known hymn. "We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure, while the billows roll," and they do, "fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love." I repeat that. "We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock," that's Christ, "which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love." I think that summarizes all our position in the Lord Jesus Christ. And those 10 points of full assurance of salvation, our eternal security. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to the Lord and grace to us. Amen.